I'm going to be reading from the first chapter of the book of Galatians. So get out your Bibles, get you some paper and pencil, and be ready to take down some notes, even some questions that you would like to ask me. And then you can email me those questions, and I will try my best to give you a biblical answer. Verse 1 in chapter 1 says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers that are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul begins this letter to the Galatians, as he does in some of his other letters, by establishing in the first sentence that he is an apostle called by God and not by man. I think that maybe he does this because there were many who questioned his authority as an apostle. Where did he get the right to teach others? Especially since he had in the past persecuted the church of God. What qualifies him? Paul indeed loved to start his epistles by introducing himself as the apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Yes, indeed, by the will of God. That was Paul's mandate. That was all he needed to know, so that he could say, the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify of the grace of God. My pastor friend and evangelist, if you have an overwhelming confidence that your actions merit God's approval, you will be indifferent to other people's reactions. Their opinions will have become irrelevant. Spiritual pioneers who were consciously in the center of God's will could afford to be lonely in the face of public opinion, whether it was Nehemiah building the wall or Peter taking the gospel to the house of the Gentiles. Many people are called into the gospel ministry in much the same way as Paul. God calls them. God qualifies them. God empowers them by anointing them for the task. This perplexes those who don't understand that God chooses who he uses for reasons that often make no sense to us. Paul's past as one who persecuted the Christians certainly did not qualify him. Having a sinful past prior to receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord does not disqualify one from being used of God. Paul teaches that God chooses and uses what the world considers foolish in order to show the folly of the worldly wisdom. Those whom God chooses to use for his work are very different from those that the world would choose. God often chooses people who do not have the right qualifications for the job based on worldly standards, but they do have the right heart, the motives are pure, and they love Jesus greatly. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:26, For you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.